Here we go, race fans. You're talking to Terry, Tuesday with Terry, and I'm talking to you live from Austin, Texas, where the sun is hot, the barbecue is sweet, and every drink is free when you hang out with me. I'm excited to share with you some ways to close a sale. Last week, we took you through 17 scripts, ways to close that sale. I'm going to give you 18 more right here, right now. Let's get it on. All right, so I finished up with number 17. If you remember, that was the price versus the cost close. Here's the next one. You reduce it to the ridiculous. Reducing it to the ridiculous. And let me give an example. If the price of a product is $200 and they expect it to pay $100, you don't have to make a $200 sale. You only have to make the $100 difference between what they wanted to spend and where your price point is. You take that $100 and you take and you say, how many times in the month would you use that particular product or service? And they say, I think I'm going to use that 3 times a week. Well, that would be 12 times in the month. And I don't say 12 times in the month. I say, how many times would you use it? They say 3 times a week. I said, how many times would that be in the month? I know the math, but I'm engaging that person because you cannot lie to yourself. They cannot tell themselves a lie. They can't argue with themselves. So the more they get to talk, the better they can understand the logic. So 12 goes into 100. How many times? 5, 7, 8, 12 times 8 is 80, about eight times. So every time they come in and work out in my gym, it would be an extra $8. And then I take that $8 and I ask them this question, what can you do for $8 today? And they say, well, I can go get a foot-long Subway. I go get a Starbucks, a Chocomocalicious or whatever it is, the lattes or whatever they get. You know, I call that place, you get to spend $8 every time you walk into the damn place. What else can you get for $8? You can get a couple gallons of gas. Well, let me ask you this question, Wes. Are any of those things going to get you closer to your fitness goals? And I shake my head no. And I said, what's the best thing you can spend $8 on today? And he said, reaching my fitness goals and losing the weight. I say, you're absolutely right. I reach across the table. I shake his hand and say, welcome to Orange Theory Fitness, or welcome to whatever that product is. That is reducing something from a big number of $200 down to $8, comparing it with what it can get you. But whatever it can get you, it's never going to get you to the goal. And you got to be able to articulate and talk to people about that. Number 19 is the good versus cheap close, I call it. You know as well as I know, Wes, good things are seldom cheap, and cheap things are seldom good. I never apologize for our prices. We deliver a great product, great results, with a great team and a great staff, with the cleanest club in town. Good versus cheap. The picture close. The picture close is where, this is number 20. This is where you paint a picture of them. I call it dream building, but you paint the picture of them in the gym. You paint the picture of what it's going to look like in 4 weeks and what it's going to look like in 6 weeks or 8 weeks or what it's going to look like in 12 weeks and then how they're going to feel. This is their gym. This is their treadmill. I got a treadmill over here with your name on it. I got a heart rate with your name on it. I got a set of dumbbells with your names on it back there, John. I got the locker room with your name on it. How are you going to feel when you've lost the weight? How are you going to feel when you go to the family reunion? How are you going to feel when you go to the wedding? How are you going to feel when you go to the high school reunion? Isn't that why you're here today? You see, that's the picture close. I'm starting to paint pictures with you in it, achieving your goals. Number 21 is the investment close. Isn't it better to invest a little bit more than you thought than a little bit less than you planned? And they say, well, what does that mean? Haven't you ever gone out and bought something and you said, I don't want to really spend that much money for it. And you bought something that was a little bit cheaper and you got it home and it didn't do the job. And then you had to go back to Home Depot or you had to go back to the store and you had to buy the better thing because it actually did the job you wanted to in the first place. You see, when you invest a little bit less than you should, you're going to lose everything. When you invest a little bit more than you planned, you get the results you desire. Number 22 is the quality service. There's a lot of, I say clubs because I'm in the health club business, but there's a lot of clubs that can beat us on price. But nobody can beat us on quality of service, cleanliness, and results. I don't think you're really here for price anyway, Wes. I think you're here because of what you told me when you first walked in as the desired results that you were looking to get, whether it was to lose the weight, run the 5K, run the 10K, achieve the marathon, get ready for the wedding, get ready for the high school reunion. It's not about the money. It's about the results. And we call that a quality service. The spouse close, right? The spousal close. What's the spousal close? The spousal close is a relatively easy one. This is where somebody says, I can't sign up today. I need to go check with my spouse. And so what we say is well, Mary, let me ask you a question. When you go home tonight and you ask your husband about whether or not you should do this, will he be able to make a decision tonight without him seeing it? And she'll probably say, well, no. And I said, well, would you buy a membership for him if he did? Didn't see it. Let's say you want to sign up today and maybe you want to buy a membership for him. Would you be comfortable signing him up for a membership without him seeing it? And she'll say, no, I couldn't do that. And I'll say, you're exactly right. You can't make this decision for him without him seeing it. And tonight when you go home, he can't make that decision for you without him seeing it. This is a personal decision. And the best part is we offer a spousal guarantee. That's our 30-day money back. I just named it something different, spousal guarantee. Number 24 is your better wait close. You probably heard this one time before I told this one, but the better wait close. If you wait until all the lights are green before you head into town, you're going to spend the rest of your life right here at home. But based on everything you're telling me and all the concerns you have, Wes, I think you probably should go ahead and wait. I can think of a lot of times in my own life, if I'd have waited, I would have been much better off. My first car, if I'd have waited a little bit longer, another year, I could have saved up more money to buy a much nicer car. You see, I owned a house. It actually wasn't really a house. It was a town home, a small home. And if I had just waited another year, 2 years before I bought that house, I could have bought a much nicer home. I went on a vacation not too long ago. And if I just waited 2 more years before I went on vacation, I could have, you know, got a much nicer vacation. Or maybe I could have even flown first class. I have a daughter. And, you know, if I'd have just waited a few more years before I had children, I probably could have given my daughter everything she ever wanted in her life. The problem with waiting, Wes, is that you never treat yourself to the things in life you deserve when you keep waiting and waiting and waiting. You'll never make it into town if you're waiting for all the lights to turn green. That's called the You Better Wait close. Change places close. You know, put yourself in my shoes is what I ask. How can I earn your business? What can we do for you today to go ahead and get you started? But I need your feedback, right? Change places close. Number 26, make a recommendation close. When you make a recommendation, you put your hand on your chest, you put your hand on your heart, and you say, may I be so bold as to make a recommendation, Mrs. Jones? From everything you told me, and the results you want to get, and how quickly you want to get them, this is my recommendation. I think you should go with our super deluxe package or whatever it is you recommend, and be honest with them, make a recommendation according to what they want. Number 27 is just suppose close. I call it the just suppose close, but a lot of times people cannot see them achieving results with your product or getting the results with your service. So let's just suppose that you lost the weight by Christmas. Let's just suppose you lost the weight by 4th of July barbecue. Let's just suppose you lost the weight for the family reunion. Let's just suppose that you won the race for your age group. Then what? Then would it be worth it? It's always worth it when you get the results. Number 28 is the porcupine close. You've heard this. This is an old one. But a porcupine close is when somebody asks you a question, all you do is repeat the question back. They say the price is too high. And you repeat it back in question form. The price is too high. I got to talk to my spouse. You got to talk to your spouse. I need to think it over. You need to think it over. Number 29 is if you could convince yourself. Number 29 is if you could convince yourself. If you could convince yourself that the price was more than fair. If you could convince yourself that this was the right place for you. If you could convince yourself that you'd get the desired results, you'd lose the weight, you'd win the race, you'd all those things. If you could convince yourself, would you then go ahead with a yes decision today? Number 30 is I'm shopping around close. Well, maybe I can save you some time. We've had over 1 million people go out and shop the market, and 1 million people have decided that this is the right program or product or service for them. Number 31, it's not in the budget close. It's not in my budget. Fantastic. What is your budget period? Are you talking about your budget for the week? Are you talking about your budget for the month or the budget for the year? If I can show you a way to afford this, is this something you would seriously consider? But you've got to find out what the budget period is. Number 32, the competitor is cheaper clothes. The competitor is cheaper clothes. Again, a lot of people can beat us on price. Nobody can beat us on service. We're going to give you something that's accelerated results at a fraction of the cost. Usually in my business is where I talk about personal training is where you get the best results. Personal training is $50 to $75 an hour. You can come in for the same thing, a 1 hour workout with a friend, with music. All you got to do is show up, get all the same results, accelerated results at a fraction of the cost. It only costs you $10 to $14 here at Orange Theory. It's too expensive clothes. How much too much is it? Remember, I was talking about 200 versus 100. That's it's higher than I expected clothes. But if they say 100, you really only have to make the $100 sale. Somebody says it's too expensive. How much too much is it, John? And then you take that, divide it by the number of times they're going to work out or use your product. Now you have it reducing it to the ridiculous. When have you ever been this close? Number 34. I mean, you've probably driven by this place 10 times. You've probably been thinking about fitness ever since the new year and your New Year's resolution. You want to look better. You want to feel better. You told me that when you walked in. Here we are 75 days into the year. It's March 15th. You're 75 days into the year and you're still talking about it. Come on. When have you ever been this close? If you were ever thinking about doing it, today's the day. Now is the time. Remember this. You don't have to make your final decision today. And number 35, if nothing changes. Let me ask you a question, Wes. Let's say you decide to walk out of here today and nothing changes. Is it going to get better? Are things going to get better? You think you're going to lose the weight on your own just because you decided not to get started on a program today? Is it going to get better? Or is it going to get worse? If I'm reading you correctly, and I think I am, you need some undivided, individualized coaching and attention. Everybody needs a coach. Isn't that true? Today's your day, brother. There's 7 days in a week, and someday isn't one of them. My name's Terry. I'm your friend. There's another 18 different ways to close the sale. That's 35 between last week and this week. You now got 35 ways to close the sale. You got 35 ways to say it. You got 35 things to train your staff. You got 35. One a day for 30 days, a couple extra on the weekends, you got 35. Hit it hard, close the sale every single time. And if you don't close this one, let's get the next one. My name's Terry, I'm your friend.